It is not bound by public school sense of necessarily fair play and always abiding by the referee's decision. There's a readiness to challenge the rules, to innovate.
Rugby historian Professor Gareth Williams of the University of Wales, Aberystwyth.
A readiness to experiment with the rules, to develop some cunning and ruses and devices. And added to this was the fact that particularly playing against the English and soon the Scots, who were bigger boned, they were physically bigger, stronger, probably better fed. The Welsh, being physically smaller, found that one way to beat them was to sort of run around them and be elusive and to cultivate this further cunning. And when you allied that to the physical strength, particularly of the forwards, men who were hardened at the coalface, who had upper body strength developed from ripping the coal from the face, which was ideal for ripping the ball from mauls and loose scrimmages, it soon became a source of some concern and indeed envy to their English and Scottish neighbours that here was Wales, where the game clearly had a working class dimension it had lacked in those countries. Here was Wales taking, it seemed, unfair advantage of its working men in providing with that physical strength and giving the ball to these fast, nippy, elusive and essentially untrustworthy backs.
The players, of course, were only half the story. Rugby quickly became a very popular spectator sport.
Crowds are predominantly working class, but there is a sprinkling, certainly, of middle class, of respectable, professional men among them, and also women. Commentators remarked on this from an early stage, from the 1880s, the presence of women, of young women particularly, among crowds. This encouraged the move towards providing stands and seating accommodation for what they call the fair sex. And this was a cause of concern to other social commentators. One very indignant clergyman wrote to a Llanelli paper in 1886 protesting that the game of rugby football, he said, was unsuitable for young ladies of both sexes. This is clearly his indignation getting a better part of his rational faculties.
Are people going mad on football? A huge crowd was making its way down the street and rending the air with their shouts. At first, I had thought that our members of Parliament had paid us a surprise visit. But on nearing the concourse of people, I found perched on the shoulders of a few stalwart men, a youth with a broken jersey, who had secured what is called in football phraseology, a try at the Goitre Field.
This is where crowds of people were, and this is where Wales were doing well. They were succeeding, and they were playing a style of rugby that was believed to be scientific. It was as much the application of reason and intelligence as strength and muscle. And these were seen to be important virtues, and of course, giving Wales a voice on the international stage. Wales was very successful.